from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Hart, Scott Anderson with live from Detroit Lions training camp, the Allen Park headquarters. Practice gets underway at 12:45. And we'll talk to the voice of the Lions, Dan Miller, today at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Dapper Dan will join us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Lots on the table, including your open line calls. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Did we lose Mike?
Michael.
No good. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, we were talking about the player that you're fully convinced, not a star yet, Michigan State, Lions, Eastern, Western, Central. He's not a household name, not a star yet, but you believe, truly believe they will be a star. The way I think Jack Campbell's going to be a star of that defense, the way that Kang thinks Sione Vaki is going to be this multifaceted Swiss Army knife weapon for the Detroit Lions offense and maybe defense. Gator, who's your guy?
Well, you know, I love James Houston, but I think James Houston is going to be like a specialist. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to put some big numbers, but I don't know if it would be star worthy. So I'm going to go with running back in Michigan State, Nathaniel Carter.
Okay.
Hey, Carter's awfully good, and he got to see flashes of it last year, but it was a terrible offensive line, terrible unit, terrible.
They're going to be better up there this year?
They should be a lot better this year up front. So I think they're going to give him an opportunity to really show what he is, which is physical, fast, tough runner. And I hope he stays healthy for the full season, because if he plays 12 games on that schedule, he's going to put up well over 1,000 yards.
All right, who you got, 248-539-9797, that you fully believe is going to be a star? Taking a look at some of the feedback we've gotten here from an unnamed texter. He goes, Tigers. He goes, Jace Young. Dude just makes plays.
I like watching him at the plate. He's got great plate discipline, and I can't wait for him to get that first home run out of the way.
Yep.
So you can breathe easier. I'm glad both of those guys, when it came up, Sweeney and Young, they got hits in the first two games.
Yeah.
One got, you know, Jace Young had a couple walks in the first game. Sweeney had a hit, and then Young got a hit in the second game. So they got that out of the way. They don't have to start their careers 0 for whatever. But now it's about getting their first home run out of the way, because Jace Young's here to hit.
Regarding the Brinson model that
we
talked about last hour.
The
Brinson model, which had the Rams going 12-5 and getting the bye in the NFC. The Lions and Dallas both at 11-6, finishing one in as the 2 seed, one as the 3 seed. The Brinson model didn't project which was which. They just had them both at 11-6. It obviously comes down to the tiebreaker, head-to-head. So who wins that game?
Well, you'd know that if you...
Well, if I were privy to how the Brinson model worked, but there was no explanation for the methodology.
You go through the whole schedule, you should know the playoff.
Here's what an unnamed texter wrote. I'm actually most nervous about the Rams this season. They draft really well, even with the absence of Brad Holmes, and Stafford may be the best quarterback in the NFC. Well, that would be subject to debate here in Detroit.
I don't think he's the best quarterback in the NFC.
Because I thought he sucked.
I'll just come out.
I heard for 10 years he sucked.
he's a good quarterback, but I think there are good quarterbacks in the NFC. I would rather have Jared Goff than Matthew Stafford. I would rather have Jordan Love than Matthew Stafford. I would rather have Dak Prescott than Matthew Stafford. And that's not an easy one to say right there. But it's how I feel.
I think
Stafford is – he's kind of plateaued in his career, and he's on the downside of his career right now. It doesn't mean he can't be effective and be productive, and I think he will be. But when Brinson Model has the Rams winning 12 games, I'm just shaking my head going, okay, good luck.
Well, it's a lot of belief. It would be. It would come with a ton of belief in Stafford. Regarding a player that's going to be a star, they aren't yet, but you think they're going to be a star, then we've included a Tiger one, but we're also doing all the local football teams. From Pete in Manistee, I agree. Sione Vaki is going to kick some butt. He was a defensive specialist at Utah. He played offense on Saturday, and he looked fantastic. Remember, I think what might be going on here a little bit, and Kang, you could tell me, is a little bit of this might be he's won you over. I have this theory that if there's somebody you're skeptical about in sports and they win you over, you then elevate them to another level. Your devotion to them. Because remember when he was drafted, Kang, and you said, as a running back, what? You didn't buy in. And now you're buying in. I think because he's won you over, you're even more all in with this guy.
You're probably right. That helps. That helps a little bit for sure. But what's your excuse for Jack Campbell? Because you've loved him from the beginning. When you locked eyes with him at Iowa, I think you knew.
There's true love, and then there's love.
That's a bit of an uncomfortable natural devotion I have to this guy being a star.
You met him, you're like, change status in a relationship right away. Like, you didn't even not dating or looking. It's complicated. No, none of that. But for
the difference is, I mean, for you to buy into it, you had to see it up close and in person because he wasn't a running back
at
Utah.
Yeah.
For Doug, he got to see Jack Campbell up close and personal.
I did. It's funny because what I kept hearing because I was all in prior to the draft, hoping they'd get him, and then they did, and I was really stoked. But do you remember what we kept hearing is he's the one that Blake Corum in the hole at Iowa, that one play 2 years ago where he shook him so bad Jack Campbell didn't even touch him. And they met in the hole, and Corum just left him. And I'm like, look, one play doesn't define a play.
That's right.
And but that
Unless
was one
you're Patrick missing. Mahomes.
Well, that was a game-changing play. That's
a life-changing play, Doug.
Yes. Honestly.
I feel like I live a better life because I've seen that play.
We'll see if the Lions practice that out there today, because I'm not sure Goff can even do it.
I mean, probably not. It's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
To throw a behind-the-back pass, a very short distance. It's very tough. Very difficult. So heady.
From an unnamed texter, Nick Marsh is going to be a stud. Everyone wanted the kid. 6'3", standout track star. Watch out.
I think he's going to be a stud.
Marcus in Berkeley. I think Aiden Childs is going to be a star for MSU. He was already named captain. Shows good leadership. I think people are sleeping on MSU.
Curious to see how he and Michigan State hit the ground running. But if they're going to win more than, say, 7 games, Childs has to be really good. And he's got potential to be really good.
Vaki's already the number 3 back, and we'll see a lot of time this year. In 2025, Vaki will replace Montgomery as a power back, and the Lions will either trade Montgomery for a late pick or cut him outright, saving $6 million. He's got an out. Do we know if it's a team out or a player out after this season, David Montgomery?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't looked at that contract.
How about this one? Joe in Birmingham, Giovanni Manu. He is a beast with physical tools you can't teach.
Well, DJ's on board with that. Caller DJ loves Giovanni Manu. I'm so intrigued by him.
Yep.
The fact that they used a draft pick on him, and it wasn't like a 7th-round pick they used on him. They wanted to get this guy. He's a mountain of a man.
Yep.
All types of raw potential. And that's a guy that I think you want to check in with the coaching staff every month and find out what his progression is, how he's getting better. He's not going to see a whole lot of playing time because of, who he's playing behind. But nonetheless, he's going to get a lot of practice against the ones because he's going to be on that demo offense team for the scout team, right? So yep. He's going to have to face Aiden Hutchinson on a daily basis. That's only going to make him better.
248-539-9797. Got a ton of feedback on this. Also, this event, back on. How bad do you want to see it? We'll get to that today at 11:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.